is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Tony Perkins, Mike Pence, and the MAGA Right for Life marchers. I heard King, though not clearly, as one of more than 100,000 once at the spring mobilization against the Vietnam War in 1967 in front of the United Nations. On a holiday in honor of Martin Luther King, we think back on his speeches on the Washington Mall and the dream he shared of another world, much different still than the one in which we live. Incredibly, on that same mall, we now are forced to read about youngsters from a Catholic high school in Kentucky near Cincinnati, Ohio, wearing Make America Great Again Trump hats in a verbal confrontation with an elder Native American. After a protest at the Lincoln Memorial with other Native groups, with his drum beating, he'd stepped into the middle of a racial confrontation between these hopped up white boys and a black group. No one would expect this to turn out well in these days and times. All of which brings me back to Tony Perkins and the hate and division he broadcasts on a daily basis in his Washington Watch radio show, which stirs the pot for this kind of mayhem. Just as he was doing last week in beating his drum to hype up the crowd going to what has become an annual Right to Life march on the Mall. Tony Perkins is not just another right-wing motor mouth. He's a serious hater. If you miss the positions he and the Family Research Council espouse, here's a short list. He's livid about LGBT rights. He's touted a constitutional amendment defining marriage as strictly between a man and woman. He's against the minimum wage, but he's okay with white supremacists. He's spoken to such groups, and he bought the mailing list from David Duke and the KKK when he ran for the Senate in Louisiana. He's all about religion, but has slammed Islam. The Family Research Council has been classified as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You get the picture, right? What is frightening to me is looking at the guest list for this radio show, especially now that I've listened to it recently on the road through southern Arkansas and northern Louisiana. There's nothing secret about this. It's hidden in plain view on his website. Recently, he's had as guests Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, Representative Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, Representative Chris Smith, New Jersey, Representative Virginia Fox, Republican of North Carolina, Representative Jeff Fortenberry, Republican of Nebraska, Representative Brian Babin, Republican of Texas, Representative Vicki Hartzler, Republican of Missouri, Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, Representative Don Bacon, Republican of Nebraska, Ambassador Sam Brownback, the former Republican governor of Kansas, and here's a gut check, Vice President Mike Pence. And hey, this is just the politicians and elected officials who've been with him on this show in January. No question, many of these folks are his fellow travelers, but it's one thing for birds of a hateful feather to be flying together. But is this really the kind of company that the elected Vice President of the U.S. should be keeping? This is a blatant endorsement of Perkins, the Family Research Council, and its positions. The Right to Life March seems to bring out the worst in folks. Vice President Pence, in this context, makes King's dream another of our contemporary nightmares. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.